N9KOP, W8COP on statewide 1.
W8COP and 8KPP, good afternoon.
N8KPP, W8COP, good afternoon. How's your foot?
I lost you there for a little bit. You dropped out. Good to call. Good to say hello. We have a warm afternoon. Find some for some significant weather down here in southeast Detroit. And on you here on Stuart Zed, so I'm assuming you're up north somewhere.
Yeah, I am. I switched over to the Mayo repeater. I'm in Rose City, south of Mayo. Is this any better?
Yeah, it's more better.
Ah, roger that. Well, it's pretty muggy up here. It's about 82 degrees and overcast. We've had some sprinkles. But anyway, you guys can shut 75 down at any time there. We definitely have enough people from down there up here.
Yeah, that's one of the things about Michigan people. You think the only place to go vacationing is up north. But it is what it is. But look at all the money they're bringing you guys. So... and then here in another month, you won't see them until it snows.
Well, I think jokingly because I'm off.
It's really weird you're dropping out, and I'm not sure if it's on your end or my end. I saw a bunch of bars, so I'm assuming it's on your end, but I can't say for sure.
I didn't go home on Sunday.
Seem to have lost you, Chris. Sorry about that. W8COP from NAKPP.
All right. Well, we'll try it again here. I don't know. Maybe there's a... I know there were some internet issues over the past week with the storms and that. So hopefully you're hearing this.
Yeah, I am now. Yeah, I know our... the one here in Mount Clemens, which is the one I generally use... I know there was a power outage, and I know there were some generator failures and other things, but I think it took out three or four different repeaters. It took out a GMRS, took out a local 70-centimeter repeater, took out the C5, whatever you call it, NI5, and there was something else it took out. But there were like four or five of them that were out for a tad, but I think they got the power problems fixed.
Yeah, we were pretty fortunate here. We had some rain and some wind come through, no damage. And but I know the south end of the county I'm in here, I'm in Ogama County, and the south end of the county as well as Aranac County, which is just south of us, they took a major hit. And some of the folks down here still don't have power back. So, but yeah, I guess the MI5, the 44 network was down for a while. So, but. Usually, once the power comes back, things have a tendency to get back to normal.
Yeah, things are back. So, yeah, down here, I'm in Macomb County, and some areas did okay, and other areas got hit pretty strong, a lot of high winds and stuff. But where I live here in New Baltimore, town got hit pretty significant right around the train station. It took out a lot of trees. Of course, you know, trees always make damage look worse, but usually when you see trees down, it's usually trees that are, you know, you wonder how come they didn't fall earlier. You know, they're corroded, hollow, things like that. This time it took up nice, big, broke off, big branches off of really solid, good trees. So that tells me that these winds were up there. So, but kind of basically just depended where you were standing. You go two blocks down the road and it was like nothing happened. And you go two blocks north fire station and looks like it was all right there. So it's just the nature of that storm, I guess.
Yeah, it, you know, the tree growth, a lot of people don't stop to think about it, but, you know, the trees that have grown a lot over the last 20, 30, 40 years, probably the ones that would have cleared power lines many, many years ago won't clear them anymore. And I know... like I say, we're fortunate here. Consumers did a really good job in our area of taking care of cutting back on limbs and things that could hit power lines. Now, I did have one instance back in February where we had a tree come down on our local feed that comes in our little road here. And when it grounded up, it didn't knock the wire down, but it shorted across and tripped the breaker up on the pole. So. But, you know, I'm out here in the middle of the woods on 10 acres surrounded by state land, but we've got a backup generator. So as long as the propane holds out, we're good to go with power.
Yeah, down here with Detroit DTE, they're better. They've come a long ways, but they still got a ways to go. You still cruise up and down some of the roads, and it looks like they haven't trimmed those trees in years. So just, and I'm really surprised. Some of them just don't short out because I'm short now. So.
Well, you've got, you know, obviously, too, you've got a lot more infrastructure down there than we do up here. And so there's more opportunity for those trees to take out the lines. You know, it's pretty amazing that, you know, even the subdivisions that are powered by underground utilities sometimes still can have problems. And it's just the nature of the beast. I'm probably going to. And hopefully things will improve as they go along, but I know some people are pretty critical of the power companies, say they don't do enough, but it's got to be a tough thing to keep under control. WACOP.
Yeah, I'm pretty critical of them. Not, you know, for when storms happen, things like that, then I'm fine. What I am critical about is, you know, the maintenance and the upkeep and the trimming of the trees and everything else of that nature. You know, they used to cut their own trees. They have their own tree cutters. They used to do all sorts of stuff, and now they kind of sublet it. So I am one of those that personally think that, you know, okay, when storms happen, I got it. Okay, you got to do what you got to do. You got to prioritize, and some people are going to be out a couple hours, and other people are going to be out a couple days, sometimes a week. You know, I got all of that. That stuff I give them a pass for. What I don't give them a pass for is, like, you know, when the weather is nice, which is most of the time, and you don't see any trucks out there trimming trees. That's what, you know, that's where I get kind of, like, uptight. You know, there's one road over here by us called County Line Road. You can literally drive down 6-7 miles of it, and the trees are literally touching power lines all the time. And it's like, okay, how can you guys not see this, you know? And I don't care what excuse you use for not cutting them, you know, I don't care if it's an environmental reason, the tree hugger reason or whatever, they have to be cut because they're going to hurt somebody, you know? So on the other side of the state, I help out in the fire department once in a while, and they lost a young fireman, about 27 years old, last February, because of a tree limb that hit a power line, and there was no reason for that tree limb to, you know, even be near that power line. It's just because of maintenance, and that's kind of the way I see it, you know. Of course, it was ruled act of God, and things happen, and, you know, being a fireman, just like what you used to do, it's a dangerous job, and sometimes things just happen. I got all of that, but, you know, I personally believe if they would have been more vigilant about doing this kind of stuff, less incidences like that would happen.
Well, I agree. I think there's times when they could be a little bit more vigilant with trimming. Walt, I'm going to have to let you go here. Kids just got back on the side-by-side, so we'll catch up with you a little bit later. 73-W8-COP.
Take care, Chris. We'll talk to you later. And kind of good because she just hit me. She needed some help trying to pay for something on the internet. It's not taking her card, so I got to go out. November 8th, Kilo Papa Papa.
KE8TFM.
November 6th, Mike Tango testing.
Mike Tango, KEAFCA, coming in loud and clear.
And November 6th, Tango. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. November 6th, Mike Tango's clear.
KEAFCA, clear.
KACAK Joe monitoring.
KEATFM mobile.
KACAKJO mobile.
KATFM. I've been listening here on my ride up, and I'll be in Oscoda County for the remainder of the night listening. This is KEATFM I'm just curious if I programmed my radio correctly, if you can hear me.